Titans football coverage continues on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The games are proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Perry's Auto Sales and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammond.
As we mentioned, Collins did win the toss. They will receive back deep for the Titans. Nashawn Roseberry flying to his left by Jaden Wilson to his right, Dalton Maggard. On to kick it away for North Oldham, number six, Jackson Wine. North Oldham wearing their home green jerseys with black pants. Meanwhile, Collins wearing their white jersey, also black pants. Wine sets the kickoff team. He approaches and kicks it deep. We're underway. Ball will be fielded by Maggard just short of the goal line. Dalton trying to get to the middle of the field. Gets up in and hit hard at the 20-yard line. Spins forward up across the 30 to the 31. Good hard run by Dalton Maggard to get this one started. J.R. Lucas will lead the offense onto the field. J.R. Stone for 2,000 yards and 28 touchdowns on the season. They'll start with a two backs in the backfield. Nikos Panikis to his right, Roseberry to his left. Two receivers to his right in the formation. One lone receiver to the left, Peyton Hawk. Lucas, low snap, double reverse, flea flicker. He's got Hawk wide open, but he can't get it away. He'll be sacked back at the 20-yard line.
Takes a lot of time to develop.
Pretty much you'll see that sometime throughout the game and running so early. I wouldn't actually be shocked if they run it again sometime later. This will go for about a 10-yard loss. Lucas will stay in the shotgun. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. Roseberry in the backfield. JR, quick screen out to Maggard through his hands, incomplete. Not the ideal start. Collins, we're talking about trying to come out early and get ahead, and they went negative 10 and incompletion, facing a third long here to start this one.
I think this is a game you got to stay in front of the chains. You just got to move the ball. Don't give North Oldham anything to celebrate or get hopped up about momentum. Move the ball.
Third and officially 19 here from the 23-yard line. Lucas once again stays in the shotgun. Takes a snap, dropping straight back. Plenty of time looking in the middle of the field. Got Hawk in midfield. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Titans. It'll go 77 yards right into the middle of the field.
Looked like he just ran a little skinny post right there and beat the wide receiver off the ball.
And a perfectly thrown pass from Lucas to Hawk. We talked about big play potential both out of Hawk and Maggard. And it didn't take long to get that one on the board. 77 yards for the touchdown. Fifth touchdown reception of the season for Hawk. And Bates on for the extra point attempt.
Good.
And it's good. 10:56 to go in the first. Collins on the board. 7-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
With Bates on to kick it off for the Titans. A minute and 4 seconds into this one, Collins leads it 7-0. 77-yard touchdown pass from Lucas to Hawk. Back deep for the Mustangs, Bryce Webb and Brendan McAfee.
Do you really want your quarterback?
Man, that's crazy. I had to double check the number just to make sure.
Wow.
Bates will pooch this one over the front side, probably will go out of bounds and will go out at about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, I don't know if you want your quarterback back deep receiving.
Bryce Webb, son of Shelby County native Brady Webb, starting quarterback for the Mustangs. Comes in on the season 47 of 100, 719 yards, six touchdowns, seven interceptions. Also their leading ground gainer on this season at 240 yards. Webb in the shotgun, takes a snap, will hand in the backfield. Good hit in the middle of the field. I think that was Nick Eads.
Yes, we know.
It was Nick Eads. Also Dustin Hinkle there, gain of three on first down up to the 40-yard line.
It almost appeared that Collins came out in a 3-5 defense.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they've played here down the stretch the last few games. Webb stays in the shotgun, third and seven. He'll hand again in the backfield. Darius Williams will make the tackle, but not before. He's down close to the first down. I think it is good enough for a first down game. Got Dustin Hinkle, Dane Kidwell, and Darius Williams and on the defensive line at linebackers. Got Zane Razor, Zach Stucker, Nick Eads, and Zach Smith. At corners, Fitzgerald and Harris. And at the safety positions, Jaden Wilson and Jacob Phillips. First and 10 Mustangs here from the 46-yard line. Webb once again hands in the backfield and another good surge for 3 or 4 yards past midfield over to the 49. Nick Eads, Zane Razor there on the tackle for the Titans, but kind of been the MO is early on it's just small gains, and as the game goes on, those three yard gains turn into 10 or 12.
It does. It just puts a lot of pressure on those three defensive linemen right there.
Webb stays in the shotgun. Second and seven. He'll hand in the backfield again. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Will struggle down to the 45. That carry was by Jake Sadoff.
About 3 yards short of first down.
Still marking Maxie back at the 46. Third and between 3 and 4 here for the first down. North Oldham, not a prolific offense. Only come in averaging 90 yards on the ground, only 136 through the air. Webb turns and bubbled on the ground. I think it's going to be recovered by North Oldham, but it'll be right at the line of scrimmage. Will bring up fourth and about three. Couple of tough exchanges there in a row, really.
Yeah, it looks like the center snap back of the quarterback's over his head, and he's making a great athletic play, just grabbing the ball and getting the hand off. Looks like they're going for it on fourth down.
Not even thinking about it on the coaching staff for North Oldham. Quickly back out to the line of scrimmage. Fourth and four here for the Mustangs. Sat off in the backfield here with Webb. Two receivers split each side of the field.
Watch the
motion.
Football.
From left to right, going to swing it out, and he's got the first down, down to about the 35-yard line, cut right inside of Zach Smith.
Missed the tackle.
Was number 11, Brendan McAfee, on the reception.
We had it defended really well. We just missed the tackle, missed the open field tackle. We had him back.
8 minutes to go here in the first. Collins lead 7-0, but North Oldham on the attack, first and 10 from the Collins 35-yard line. Webb stays in the shotgun, sat off to his left. Turn, he's going to be a quarterback run. Got room around the left side. Now cuts it back in the middle. 6 yard gain down inside the 30 to the 29. I thought a couple weeks ago we were up at Franklin County. I really thought Franklin County did some favors late in the game. And instead of running the ball, which are effective, tried to throw it a little bit. We'll see if North Oldham sticks with the game plan of trying to bury Collins on the ground.
If you're getting 6 or 7 yards of carry, why throw the ball?
Why change it?
Why throw the ball? Don't overthink it.
So it was good for 6 yards there on first down. It's second and four here from the 29-yard line. Webb stays in the shotgun, motion from right to left. Going to pitch it to 44 on the outside. He cuts back up inside and has got probably 2 or 3 yards and will probably be 2 yards short of the first down. We'll bring up third and two. The last carry was by 44, Joshua Toomey, or Toomey, I guess. I'm checking the pronunciation guide here.
Well, Shelby County is Toomey.
Toomey?
Yeah.
Third and two. Webb this time under center and try to draw them off, and I believe they did. Let's see.
We got
a legal procedure on North Oldham. Darius Williams jumped in the neutral zone, but evidently he was drawn off. Isaiah White now in on the defensive line as Collins moves to a 4-3 here. With four down linemen, Gage Arvin and Isaiah White, defensive tackles, Kidwell and Williams playing defensive end here. Third and seven here from the 32-yard line. Blitz coming up in the middle. Pressure by Arvin, trying to drag him down. Can't get him down, but we'll force the incompletion, and we'll bring up fourth and seven. Zach Stucker coming on an inside blitz there as well. Just too many guys to block.
The one thing I like right there is Coach May looked like he's bringing they're not even playing the safety. So they're bringing the safety up, putting him in the middle. And they're just playing run stop right now. I totally agree with it, you know.
I think at this point of the season,
you've given up over, what,
2,200 yards. Yeah. Isaiah White hustling off the field. And I think Collins is going to be forced to take a timeout.
Yeah, too many. We were short of person.
So Collins take a timeout. We'll take a quick break as well. 6:06 to go in the first. Collins leads it 7-0. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hand off in the middle of the field. Going to be short of the first down. We get yardage down inside the 35, but we'll be 3 or 4 yards short. Be a turnover on downs, and Collins was back on the attack. Collins started the game with a double reverse flea flicker that JR was sacked 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Second play was incomplete pass. It looks like it was going to be a bad start to the offense for tonight, but then Lucas with the little skinny post hit Peyton Hawk on stride, 77 yards for the score, and they're back on the attack here, first and 10. Lucas turns, going to be a draw play to Roseberry. He's hit as soon as he receives the ball, and once again, first down, negative yardage.
There's just no blocking on the offensive line that time. We had 4 North Odom defenders in the backfield before he even handed the ball off.
Offensive line made up of Hoban at center, Wade and Lopez at guard, and Staples and Jacobs at tackle. Collins will shift to a 4-receiver set. Lucas in the shotgun. Once again, Roseberry to his right. It's going to be ball start on Collins. We'll back him up another 5 yards.
Well, maybe we have to go second and 19 before it's still a 70-yard touchdown pass.
Well, I think you got to go backwards before we go forwards, I guess. I'm not sure. Well, this will make it now second and 20. Ball at the 20. Lucas in the shotgun. Roseberry to his right. Looking for a screen pass. Trying to set it up out to Roseberry. He fumbles it, and he had plenty of room to run with it and drops it.
He had a train of offensive linemen on the right side of the field, and he probably could have went in for a touchdown easily.
They faked the screen to the left side where Maggard was. All the defense was on that side of the field, and really there was nobody on the other side.
That's one of those plays you hope to get the defense in the right position. He had it and didn't execute it. And that was a great play call.
So third and 20. Roseberry will shift out of the backfield into the right slot, and they'll go 5-receiver set. Lucas in the shotgun. JR takes a snap, plenty of time. Now he's rolling to his left looking to throw. Now being pressured and will be sacked back inside the 10-yard line.
I think that's one of those times where he just has to throw the ball away. It's not there. Don't try to take too much. Get rid of it. Throw it out of bounds.
Save some field position. But really, only one positive play on the offensive side of things for Collins so far tonight. Everything else has been on the negative side of things. Bringing up fourth and 30 from just inside the 10-yard line. Bates on to punt it away.
Punt from the own end zone.
Snap back. Bates gets it away. Not a great punt. Will hit at the 35 and bounce backwards, knocked down by Nick Eaves. And North Odom will take over possession at about, I think, the 36-yard line. Let's see. They will mark him at the 38-yard line. So great field position for North Odom. North Odom drove the ball down in close to the 20-yard line, their first possession. Penalty set them backwards, and a turnover on down. Gave the ball back to Collins. They've got a great field position to get things started here. First and 10 from the Collins 38, Webb in the shotgun. Well, Collins brings pressure again, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. Zane Razor, along with Dane Kidwell and Nick Eads there on the tackle.
Again, right now, like what Collins is doing defensively, they're stacking the box with 8 and just run blitz and trying to force North Odom to pass the ball, which is a great, what we talked about pregame, just force them to try to throw the ball.
You're right. Right now, I mean, they've got everybody within really almost 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. I mean, just daring you to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Jacob Phillips playing safety, and he is 6 yards in the line of scrimmage. Webb rolls to his left, quarterback run the entire way. Short gain, maybe of a yard down, maybe close to the 35, maybe 36-yard line. Going to bring up third and long. just as John mentioned, is exactly what Collins is doing. They've got everybody at the line of scrimmage is pretty much wholesale every play. The third and seven, ball at the 35-yard line. Webb will stay in the shotgun, sat off to his right, three receivers to the wide side, which is the right side, one lone receiver to the left. Webb, quick screen out to the left side. That's a, I think it's a lateral. Ball's on the ground. Will be picked up, I think, by Zach Smith, and he will recover a fumble, and Collins will take possession at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, it was a backwards pass, and then the receiver, after fumbling or hitting the ground, he never went after it. You know, I always told my kids, if you don't hear a whistle,
go get it.
You know, make the referees, make the umpires call, blow the whistle, make them make the decision. You don't make it for them.
Trying to hit Brendan McAfee out of the backfield. I just threw it a little bit behind him, definitely behind the lines, right, coming right toward us. Collins have good field position this time at the 47-yard line. And Klonikas takes off well too early. So a lot of penalties here early for the Titans here tonight, and that'll back them up another 5 yards. They'll be first and 15 from the 42. As John mentioned just a little bit ago, it's like we've been behind the chains all three possessions.
All three possessions. We started negative yards. First down.
2:51 to go here in the first quarter play. Collins does lead it here 7-0. With really only one positive play. That one went 77 yards for a touchdown, though. Lucas, going to be a fake reverse. To Decker, Roseberry trying to get to the edge, and not much there. We'll struggle forward maybe a couple yards. I wonder if they're just trying to reset that play up again for later in the game.
You know, I think one thing that Collins misses from previous years is that big fullback that runs between the tackles. I think that's one of the things that they're missing right now. And I think looking at the eighth grade level at West Middle, I think he's on his way.
He's on his way. A.J. Bradford will be a freshman.
He'll be on his way next year. So, yes.
J.R. rolls to his left looking to throw. Now being pressured. Spins out of that, still rolling, in trouble, and we'll try to hit Decker. Ball is knocked away. Good play by McAfee to knock it away. We'll bring up third and long.
I think that's one of the areas that Decker doesn't help Lucas. He stood there and waited for the ball instead of working his way back towards the quarterback. You know, if he's in trouble, work your way back to the quarterback, making an easier throw, a shorter throw, and you don't give the DB a chance to come and get the ball.
You mentioned those big backs. You know, I think back Michael Brooks.
Yes.
Messiah White.
Fire.
And then you got also Lawson Page in that same. He was a load from the quarterback spot.
Yeah, Lawson could run it at that quarterback spot. He didn't care to go between the tackles.
So third and 14. Lucas with a five wide set. JR takes the snap. Low snap. Picks it up. Got time. Now he's trying to escape the pocket. Now he's going to run inside with it and we'll get a few yards up to the 45, 46 yard line. And we'll see if Collins elects to punt here, the fourth and 10, or if they'll try to go for it.
It looks like they're going for it.
Fourth and 11, ball at the 46-yard line. Four receivers set this time. Roseberry in the backfield here with Lucas to his left. JR dropping straight back in the pocket. Looking in the middle of the field. Got a man open down his Maggard and a little bit underthrown and knocked incomplete. Really probably should have thrown that to the left side of the field. Hawk wide open on the left side.
He had Hawk on the left side. And he had Roseberry, too, on the wheel route that we talked about pregame as well. He was wide open coming down the sideline.
So that'll be a turnover on downs, and Collins will give the ball back to North Oldham. First and 10 from the Collins 46-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like almost Lucas was just staring Maggard down the whole time. Just that one receiver going for that home run pass instead of taking what it was there and checking off the receivers. But, once again, if the ball's thrown.
Yeah, he throws it ahead of him. He's still going to be a touchdown.
Yes, sir.
Webb in the shotgun. Will pitch to the left side. Trying to get to the edge. And he'll have a couple of yards on the far sideline down inside the 45 to about the 43-yard line. That carry was by Tyler Biesner. Gain of three there on first down. Second and seven from the 43. 48 seconds to go here in the first. Collins lead 7-0. Webb stays in the shotgun. Two backs in the backfield here with him. Turn. Going to hand to McAfee. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and will go forward down inside the 45 or down inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line. Tackled by Nick Eads.
That probably should take us to the end of the first quarter if he wants to run it out, but here they come.
Third and one. Ball here at the 37-yard line. Webb in the shotgun. Collins bringing pressure. Quarterback run the entire way. He hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll be short of the first down. And that will take us to the end of the first quarter. And we come back, North Odell will be facing a fourth and short from the 41-yard line. 7-0, Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.